A flexible and balanced brain has developed mechanisms that it can draw on for protection if it comes under attack. But if it is less flexible, perhaps because of previous stresses and experiences, it might be unable to respond in this way and may succumb to the mental danger. The worry brain is all to do with how flexible we are to life's ups and downs and our response to anxiety and stress. How adaptable is the brain to accommodate a stressful situation whilst continuing to think and function in its usual manner? Some people are comfortable dealing with change, but others find this more difficult to do, so instead put up walls to try to protect themselves. As we pass through infancy, our capacity for rational thought increases and we learn to adapt to stressful situations. Where we were once paralysed by fear of darkness at bedtime, we gradually accept from experience that we will wake up in the morning and that someone will be there for us again. And as we progress further, our internal world becomes secure enough that we can go out of the front door and walk to the shops, undertaking with ease what would once have been seen as an impossibly terrifying expedition. Step by step, we learn that exposure to stress is followed by a return to our usual space. But a crucial part of this learning process is the reliable availability of others to reassure us along the way. Availability is about more than just physical presence. It's having someone else's entire focus when we are afraid or needing comfort. Gradually, we learn to adjust to new and difficult situations. The first day of nursery, first sleepover with friends, the first day at school, and teach ourselves to think, just as my parents put their arms around me, I can internally put my arms around myself and give myself a hug until someone comes along. We learn to hold on to ourselves and keep our mind working through the situation. But a lifetime of non-availability from adults can mean that self-comforting is not learnt. There is no role model to take inside of ourselves. We end up with a dislike of change and a deep-rooted need to have the comfort of familiar objects and situations. Changing circumstances can be viewed as an attack, and fortress-like walls must be put up to keep it out. When something happens in adult life which requires us to be flexible in our thinking, instead it triggers stress and anxiety. The benefits of being more adaptable are apparent in many spheres of life. Historically, the greatest military and political leaders have been those with the ability to adjust to changing circumstances. Manufacturing industries respond to fluctuations in market demand by altering supply, and the leaders of our technological industries in particular face a rapidly changing landscape. But what about those in whom the adaptability is less well developed? Higher levels of worry can sometimes be quite difficult to spot in ourselves. For example, some of us may regard ourselves as being highly adaptable to new situations, but the reality is that the only moves being made are from one similar environment to another. Higher levels of worry can sometimes be quite difficult to spot in ourselves. For example, some of us may regard ourselves as being highly adaptable to new situations, but the reality is that the only moves being made are from one similar environment to another. Imagine a string of similar girlfriends, or a business executive that travels the world but does the same job with similar businesses, even staying in the same hotel chain. The more worried brain will subconsciously maneuver their environment to prevent change and to stay safe. This subconscious desire to control surroundings is not always a negative trait and can be channeled into creating focus and energy, especially in those areas of life where your passions lie. But it does mean issues can arise when things change in an unpredictable manner. Life events such as birth of a child, marriage, even after perfectly happy cohabitation, divorce, loss of a job, a change in boss or moving house can all impact significantly on well-being. And it will be key to have the right support in place to work through the situation.